getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, I'm John Adelot, and I'm the pastor of City Calvary Chapel in Shoreline. And you know, we live in a divided world, especially today when you read the newspapers and things, and it's so important that we as believers be unified. You know, Jesus prayed in that high priestly prayer, John chapter 17, where he prayed that we'd be unified. He prayed, Father, I pray that they would be one as you and I are one. And so this idea of being unified is so important to the Lord. Now, are there times where we do divide? And the answer is, well, yeah, there are those times. Those times, and let's call those black and white issues, like, for instance, doctrine. I will divide with people over things like the deity of Christ or the Trinity or the cross, and that we are saved because of what Jesus has done and our faith in him for what he has done, or the virgin birth or the inerrancy of Scripture. Those are things that I'll divide over, but it's sad when we divide over other things. You know, Paul talks about that in Romans chapter 14, and he calls them disputable matters. And he says, accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment on disputable matters. Some of the other translations would say, don't argue with them about what they think is right or wrong. Another said, talks about passing judgment on his opinions. Another says, not to quarrel over opinions. And what Paul was writing about were things like food sacrificed to idols. Is it okay to eat? Or is one day more important, more holy than another? Well, today, if you were to ask, well, what would those disputable matters be, right? Those things that we really, I think, have some room to disagree over, but not fight over. But they would be things like politics, right? Are you a Republican or a Democrat? And this last election, it seemed like there was a lot of division that was happening in the body of Christ, or even some theological things like, is it a premillennial, postmillennial, or amillennial? Or you think of the rapture, pre, mid, or post, right? And there's all kinds of different ideas. And so when you think of these disputable matters, if they're not black and white, well, would they be gray? And I don't think they would be gray. I would use another word, and I'd like to use the word color, right? It's black and white, and then there's color. And I think it would be foolish to argue over color, because color is opinions. Some people believe red is the best color, others blue, others yellow, and you could go on and on and on. And it's important to understand that we have the freedom to disagree over these things. And when we fight and argue as Christians in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul would actually say that that's one of those things that grieves the Holy Spirit, because we are the body of Christ, and he doesn't want us dividing. Another thing that arguing and dividing over amongst believers over these disputable matters is something that is going to split apart the body of Christ. It doesn't build up the body of Christ, and it actually gives a foothold to the enemy to divide the body of Christ. I was recently at a church that had a church split because they were fighting over birth control, whether people should use it or not. And I don't believe that that's God's heart for us. I believe that he wants us to agree that there are things that we disagree, but we are to love and encourage and build up the body of Christ and celebrate the fact that there are different colors of opinions when it comes to our lives and what we believe the Lord wants. So I hope these words encourage you today.
You've been listening to Pastor John Adelot from City Calvary Chapel in Shoreline. For more details about the church, visit them online at citycalvarychapel.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.